happy today. In Science and Health, we read, "For true happiness, man must harmonize with his principle, divine love. The Son must be in accord with the Father, in conformity with Christ. Unselfish ambition, noble life motives, and purity, these constituents of thought, mingling, constitute individually and collectively true happiness, strength, and permanence. For right reasoning, there should be but one fact before the thought, namely, spiritual existence." Conclusion. For true happiness, there must be right activity, motivated by unselfish ambition, noble life motives, and purity. Living in conformity with Christ, in harmony with divine love, we find permanent strength and joy. There is no other way to be genuinely happy. What we see outwardly is a form of our own thought that we have confirmed as our body and earth world. If we are not happy with that view, we must scrutinize our ambition, motives, and consciousness. Do not stand aghast at evil, ruminate over what must be corrected, linger in dreams of bygone days, or wish hopelessly that you had been born under better circumstances. Start with perfect life. The science of life must be lived today if we are to be happy today.